September 5, 1902. Jesus, the angels and the saints incite Louisa to go with them. The confessor is opposed. I continued to feel ill, and the confessor continued to be resolute, even more, to get upset because I was not obeying him with regard to not dying, and to praying the Lord to make my suffering cease. On the other hand, I felt incited by blessed Jesus, by the saints and by the angels to go with them, and I would find myself now with Jesus, now with the celestial citizens. In this state I felt tortured, not knowing, myself, what to do. However, I was calm, fearing that if he should take me, I might not be ready to go speedily with him, so I abandoned myself completely in his hands. Now, while I was in this position, I saw the confessor and others praying that I would not be allowed to die. And Jesus told me, "My daughter, I feel I am under violence. Don't you see how they do not want me to take you? And I too feel I am under violence. Truly they would deserve a penalty for putting a poor creature in this torture. And Jesus, what penalty do you want me to give them?" And I, not knowing what to say before that inexhaustible fount of charity, said, "My sweet Lord, since sanctity brings sacrifice with itself, make them saints, so that, if nothing else, they will obtain their intent of keeping me with them, and I will obtain the intent of seeing them saints, as they would have the patience to feel the pain which sanctity brings with itself." On hearing me, Jesus was all pleased, and he kissed me, telling me, "Brava, my beloved, you were able to choose the optimum, for their good and for my glory. So, for now we must surrender, and I reserve for myself another occasion to take you quickly, giving them no time to do violence to us." Then Jesus disappeared, and I found myself inside myself, with my suffering mitigated for the most part, and with new vigor, as if I was born again. But God alone knows the pain, the torment of my heart. I hope at least that he may want to accept the hardness of this sacrifice.